Hello, hi, good Sunday, good people. Welcome to my podcast. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as your mind can see, you can become. I'm your lovely host, Precious, and it's a good Sunday. It's a blessed Sunday. It's a glorious Sunday today, and I do hope that you are having a good day, that you are having a great Sunday of your life. How is your Sunday? How is it going? How is everything going on your side? It's a very refreshing Sunday, a very, very, very cool and calm Sunday today. And it is in the afternoon, and the time is around 12:46. The time is 12:46, and the date is the 25th of October 2020. And I'm so glad that I'm here, that I'm so glad that I have found time to do this. I'm super happy, I'm super excited to be here, to be doing this. So what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for this Sunday? Remember that you always have something to be grateful for. You always have a reason to be grateful. So never ever forget to be grateful. Never ever forget to take some moments, some time to just remind yourself or recognize or acknowledge the things that you are grateful for. Remember, gratitude goes a long way. So what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? So today it's Sunday, and Sunday is a very special day. Like I always say, it's a very special day to me because it is a day that I spend a lot of my time, you know, reading the Word of God, getting closer to God, praying, all sorts of spiritual things. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. So just because it's Sunday, I want to take this moment before I could actually get on what I am going to talk about today, to just appreciate the Lord, to just acknowledge the Lord, to recognize the Lord, His presence in my life, and all the good things that He has done for me. So I'm going to say a few words to my Maker. I'm going to say a few words to my Maker today, and I would like you to join me as I say these words to my Maker. So these are my words to my Maker today. You are mine forever, Lord. My health may fail and my spirit may grow weak, but you remain the strength of my heart, the strength of my life. You are mine, mine forever. You make the blind man see. You make the lame man walk. You cause the dead to rise. That is why I praise you the way I do. You are mine, mine forever. Your favor is defeating my enemies. My good days prove that you are good. You are a good God. My bad days prove that you are still good, that you are still a good God. My whole life proves that you are forever God. You are forever a good God. You are mine, mine forever. How my heart burns wild in my chest, in awe of your heart, in all that you are, Lord. You carry my burden. You are mine, mine forever. You will again have compassion on me. You will again tread my iniquities underfoot. You will again cast all my sins into the depths of the sea. You are mine, mine forever, Lord. I'm comfortable living without all the details to my destiny, because you have gone ahead and worked it all out for me. You are mine, mine forever. I was a warrior. You came and turned me into a warrior. I deserved hell, but you died to give me something better than heaven. You gave me you. You are mine, mine forever, Lord. When feelings of regret and remorse flooded me, I heard your voice say, I declare you forgiven. I've held so many things on my hands and lost them, but whatever I have placed in your hands, that I still possess. Oh, how great is your goodness, O Father. Oh, how great is your goodness, O Lord. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise your name forever and ever. You are mine, mine forever, Lord. So those are my words to my Maker today. What are your words to your Maker today? What are your words to your Maker today? I hope that you have something to say to the Lord. I hope that you have something good to say to the Lord today. You have something to be thankful for. You have something to be grateful for. You have something amazing, something good to say to the Lord. So what are your words to your Maker today? What do you have to say? What is it that is in your heart for your Maker today? So find some time today to actually recognize Him, to acknowledge Him, to appreciate Him, to adore Him, to thank Him for all that He has done for you. So thank you so much again for tuning in. Thank you so much for finding time to listen to my podcast. I truly appreciate it. And you are giving me a reason to keep going, to keep doing this. And I so love doing this. So today I'm going to be very short. I just want to talk about slow progress. Slow progress. And it's going to be a short one. So are you working on something and you feel overwhelmed? You feel like you are making little progress and where you are going seems to be too far or seems to be getting too far with each step. You contemplate on giving up. Well, I just want to take this time, to take this moment, to take this minute to encourage you to keep going, to keep moving, to keep pushing. Keep taking those small steps. Slow progress isn't failure. It is not failure. The only way to fail is to give up, is to quit, is to pack your bags and leave. So keep going. Keep making those small moves. Slow progress is still progress. Slow progress is better than no progress at all. Slow progress adds up. Remember, little by little becomes a lot. So don't quit. Don't you dare quit. You can only take it one step at a time. You can only take it one day at a time. So even what you do know that. You do know that even 1,000 words a day will eventually make a book. So keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing yourself bit by bit. You will see the results. So don't give up. Don't you dare pack your bags. Don't you dare quit. The secret to success is to keep moving. To keep moving. It is not to move faster or move slower, but to keep moving. So as long as you move, you will get there. So don't stop moving. Don't stop moving. Don't stop pushing. Success is a steady progress. Remember that. Success is a very steady process. Progress is progress. However slow, however fast, however big, however small, progress is progress. It doesn't matter whether you're moving too slow, you're moving too fast, you're moving too big, too small. Progress is progress. And because you are moving towards your dreams and goals, you will get there. So keep moving forward. So never ever make a mistake of measuring your progress using another person's. You are running your own race. Remember that. You are running your own race. Your own race, your own lane, your own pace, and your own time. So stop comparing your progress to that of others. Stop measuring your progress using another person's progress. Learn to measure your progress by how far you have come from where you were yesterday, from where you were last week, from where you were last month, last year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Just never make a mistake of comparing your progress to that of others. Life is not a sprint battle anymore. It is not a sprint battle, but a battle of endurance and sustainability. It is your life. It is your race. So you can only take one step at a time. One good step at a time. So instead of focusing on how you still have to go, of how long you still have to go, you can focus on how far you have come and be willing to keep going. You have got to be willing to keep going. So never treat slow progress as failure. It is not. It is not failure. Be it in your academics, be it in your personal growth, in your work, small progress is progress. Small progress adds up. One small step today means you are getting closer to your goal. You are getting closer to your dream. One small step today means you are closer than you were yesterday. So keep moving, keep going, keep pushing yourself. Never quit due to small progress. Appreciate and be proud of yourself for the small progress you've made. It is okay to feel overwhelmed and frustrated due to small progress. But remember, progress means getting closer to where you want to be. And every step is a step closer to where you want to be. As long as you are on the right track, you are getting closer. You are getting closer with each small step. So keep moving, keep going, keep moving, keep pushing, keep moving forward. Slow and steady progress is better than no progress at all. Remember that always. Remember that always. A small progress, any bit of progress every day, no matter how small, no matter how little, no matter how slow, it does add up. It adds up. So just keep making progress, no matter how small. Even 1% a day will eventually make 100%. So keep going, keep going, keep moving, keep pushing. Don't you dare stop. Don't you dare stop. Enjoy the progress you are making. Make it a habit to enjoy the progress you are making. Allow yourself to be proud of yourself. And little progress. Allow yourself to be proud of the little progress you are making. Enjoy the process of becoming the best version of you. While it is wonderful thing, it is a wonderful thing to achieve your goals as fast as you can, there is absolutely nothing wrong with taking your time. It doesn't really matter how slow you move, as long as you keep moving. So in any undertaking, remember that it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter how slow you move, as long as you keep at it, as long as you keep moving, as long as you don't stop moving. As long as you are not where, where you were a moment ago, a minute ago, a day ago, a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, it is progress and you have to be proud. You must be proud about it and it's enough. So give yourself a pat on the shoulder, clap for yourself, celebrate yourself, appreciate yourself and keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. Don't you dare be discouraged by the time it takes to accomplish your goals and to live your dreams. Keep taking those baby steps. Keep making those small moves. Keep progressing as long as you do not stop. As long as you don't stop. Rest assured, the time will come. Your small steps will pay off. The little progress will amount to the ultimate goal. Success will knock at your doorstep. You will get ahead, not only because you are deserving of it or have earned it, but also because you have pursued it long enough to know it is your right to claim it and live it. You will live the life of a dream. Keep the persistence, keep the grit, keep the resilience, keep the mental strength, keep the perseverance. Grow and improve as you go. Take time to pause and reflect if you are still on the right track and keep going, keep moving. If you have lost the way along the way, no pressure. Don't be afraid. Don't quit. Don't make a U-turn. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't pack your bags. Just make a U-turn, go back on track and keep going, keep moving, keep pushing. This is your race, so take no pressure at all. Keep pushing yourself forward. You will get there if you don't stop moving. Just a quick reminder before I close off. Just a quick reminder. Unlike change, progress isn't inevitable. Progress is intentional. You have to create it. You have to make it happen. You have to make it happen. So don't assume that it will just happen. It won't just happen. You have to intentionally take a step, make a move, and keep going. Every step towards your dreams requires a great amount of sacrifice and a pile of struggles and maybe a glass of discomfort. But you must keep moving. You must keep going. You must keep pushing. Only pause to reflect and measure your progress in order to identify if you are still on the right track. And then keep it going. Keep moving. Always remember that slow progress doesn't equal failure. It is still progress. Progress is progress, no matter how small, no matter how big, no matter how slow, how fast. Progress is progress. So that is my word to you and me today. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as a mind can see, you can become. I'm your lovely host, Precious. Bye for now.